the boy walked to the end of the board and he
dived.
And you'd say, but now as for me, I have not ever
dived.
And now after he dived in, then he
swam.
And but now you might say again, but now all the way across there, I have never
swam.
And you might say, I don't know how to
swim.
When you hit the water, you've ever seen them when they dive in and hit the water flat, they mm-hmm. call that a belly. Have you ever heard of it, call it a belly? You know that? Belly? Okay, that's something. I think that's kind of an old term. Belly buster, belly, you know.
No, I've never heard
an old term. Now, this is something like a child might do, kind of an acrobatic thing. Might put his head down on the ground, kick his legs over, and you'd say he's turning a
flip.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to. I think. Well, that's just because people like you. I mean, you should know that. Good grief.
Better than breaking into our lesson.
We'll get it. Okay. Now, this would be another thing that you might have heard old people talking about. They used to, that sometimes when people would pay off their entire bill at a store in cash, the storekeeper would give them a little present and say it's for
a bonus.
Okay, yeah. Now, somebody went down for was swimming, they went down for the third time, you'd say he, if he didn't come back up, you'd say he
drowned.
Now, before a baby can walk, it's got to
crawl.
Now, if you were looking, say, up in the mountains, and you'd look at this really tall mountain, you'd say, now, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now, last year, a friend of mine
climbed.
Okay. But now, as for me, I have never
climbed.
Now, a game that children play when they hide and then one has to go and find the other one.
Hide and seek.
Okay. Now when they are playing that and they run in, they say they've got to touch the
partner.
Okay. Do you know any other hiding games you played when you were a child? Can you think of any?
Hide and honey bee ball.
Okay. You can remember
that. Okay. We're trying to get through with this, so when y'all get over, we'll be ready. Well, I just had a little sneaky feeling after I saw that cake on the table that Mother had already informed you. No, I sure haven't. I got to. I was thinking about you Sunday night. Well, I got up and went to church. After talking with Mary, I got up and said, now this is a shame. I said, I don't have this sinus and I'm here in the bed. I said, it's okay, dear. And I said, since God blessed me to feel good like this, I'm going to get up and go to church. I said, because next Sunday I might be fouling in this bed with that sinus trouble. So I got up and went on to church, and I really did enjoy it. Mother said, what did you do? Go there and turn them off? I said, no, I was gone an hour and a half. I said, how long do you think it's going to take? I was back home by 9:30. Really did enjoy it. Well, I think Dawn was coming over, and I don't know who else she's told. I was really surprised. Aretha called and wished me a happy birthday. I said, I thought all of you had got forgotten. And Lavette, she wished me a happy birthday. And also Jeanette. No, she hasn't called us yet. Me and Mary won't finish this if we keep on getting these calls because I talk so long with the...